time for another cup of coffee with Thompson. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
This is a special two-part show celebrating our achieving 10,000 plus listeners. We're actually now at 10,400. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please keep sharing it, passing it along, twitting about it, tweeting, twanging. Sharing it with your social media people, and remember, we do now have the WGDA radio app, mobile app for your phone. You can download. I think you can find us in the iTunes store. We're on Tumblr. We will soon be propagating the show to other podcast sites as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody love everybody. We are so happy that people have taken a shine to us. So let's get to it. Thompson, what happened last night?
We are going to a Giants game today.
Yeah, we went to a Giants game, well, last night. We went down to Thompson's first Giants game. We sat up in the top, up in the view section. It was awesome. We didn't make it through the whole game, but we didn't really expect to. It was an evening game, and, you know, the little man can only stay awake and coherent so long. But we made it there and back, and we ate. What'd we eat?
We ate and drank the hot chocolate and ate the hot dog.
Yeah, did you like the hot dog?
Yeah, I love the hot chocolate.
Yeah, the hot chocolate. What about the baseball? What'd you think of that?
That was great.
Wow. So tell us the story of going to your first Giants game. Because we all want to hear your perspective on things.
They were yelling a lot today.
Okay, they were yelling a lot.
And then they were screaming.
Yeah, what did you scream?
I screamed about the Giants.
And you scream, go Giants?
Yeah.
Can you scream, can you do that way, like you did last night? Can you scream, go Giants right now?
Go Giants.
Go Giants!
Go Giants!
Super loud! Oh, that's not super loud. All right, well, they also gave you a certificate, didn't they?
They did!
Yeah, for your very first ever baseball game. You know, I was a teenager before I got to go to my first baseball game at the old Tiger Stadium before they tore it down and replaced it with Comerica Park. And so you got years and years and years to jump on me, but you're a San Francisco kid. I wasn't lucky enough to be born in the greatest city in America, so it took me a little bit longer. I mean, we couldn't just jump on a trolley and zoom down to the baseball park with about 70,000 of our closest friends. So what was your favorite part of the baseball game, Thompson?
It was the baseball.
Yeah? You liked the baseball the best? Do you understand the game yet?
I did!
What's so can you tell me how baseball is played?
It's played by the pitcher.
Uh-huh.
And they throw the ball to the bad guys, and then home run.
Yeah, that's right. Buster Posey hit a home run last night, and the fountains went whoosh, and everybody jumped up and yelled, hooray! That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah!
Yeah, you know, some games they don't even hit a home run at all.
Why?
Because it's really hard to hit a home run.
Hit a home run?
Yeah, it's really difficult. Yep, it's difficult. So what did you think about the hot dog?
I think it was great.
Was that your favorite part? Your favorite part was the baseball?
Yeah.
What did you think of the stadium?
It's great.
Were there a lot of people?
Yeah.
How did you like the train?
It was great. It was great, Daddy. It's great. It was.
So this morning I'm drinking three beans coffee, French roast, deep and Smoky. And, of course, I have the Clover Organic Farms Organic Half and Half, which is truly a delight from our friends up there in Petaluma. Thank you for that. And, of course, Paraguayan Organic Light Brown Sugar from 365 Organic. And all done up in our original French press by Bodum. So, first baseball game. It was against the Braves. And Buster Posey did smash a home run. In the end, however, the Braves were a bit much for us. I think we left when they were tying it up on a run by Freeman. They ended up winning 6-3, but we didn't see that. So as far as we're concerned, they won. I don't care what the record says. Subjective perception rules on that. I reject your reality and substitute my own, said one of our heroes, Adam Savage of the Mythbusters, who we both love. You love the Mythbusters?
Yeah!
Yeah! You like Adam or Jamie better?
I think Adam.
Yeah, Adam's the funny guy. Jamie's the robot.
Why is Jamie the robot?
That has been a running question for the entire series. No one's really sure why he's the robot. But he is. He's like a strange walrus robot from France.
He is?
Well, that's the way it appears. But I think he's a brilliant guy, and I love both those dudes. And boy, would we go bananas for a chance to hang out with them. Well, hey, that's about all that we have time for part one. We're going to be back for part two in a minute. So if this is the only part you listen to, we love you. Thank you so much. Special shout-outs. Aunt Lori! Anybody else?
And Godmother, too!
Godmother, yes! Godmother, absolutely. We love and miss Godmother. And anybody else, last one?
I think it should be John.
John, okay. Well, special shout-outs to all y'all. We love you. We miss you. E-L-E.
E-L-E.
Everybody love everybody. Bye. We'll see you.
Bye.
We'll see you for part two.